You are listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening on the Majestic Theater stage, as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert Music School, you can visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com, or simply give us a call at 603-669-7469. My name is Robert Dyan. I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic and the Administrator for the Ted Herbert Music School. As you may know, Ted Herbert Music School is celebrating 60 years of service to the music community here in Manchester. Way back when Ted Herbert had his store on the corner of Elm and Bridge upstairs. Some of you might remember that. I know my mom remembers going up the stairs to take lessons at the very first location. And the last location on Elm Street, obviously we all remember, was attached to the building, the City Hall building. And that's where the school was until it moved in 2016. That's when the Majestic Theater purchased the school. And now we are on Page Street between Candia Road and Hanover Street. Check it out. Come and get a tour sometime. We'd always like to show you around, show us our little theater space there, and show you the music studios. But we still do everything that Ted Herbert's always did. The only thing we don't do is there's no more store. We definitely have lessons for all ages, all instruments, and you can find out information at tedherbert.com on that. Next program, first of all, if you listen to this program, if you go to the Majestic Theater website, About Us, and click on Podcasts, we've now posted all of these shows from the past, I think it's like 2 or 3 years that we've done this. All of the shows are there. Takes you right to WMNH site, and you can listen to all the past programs. Today's program, however, we're going to talk about the surprising health benefits of playing an instrument. Now, you might say, that's not a Majestic Theater thing. Well, we're going to talk about Ted Herbert's today for a change. And next program, I have to tell you, we will be having kids and teens on for our October shows. I always like to tell you what's happening. We have two family musicals next month at the Derry Opera House. We've got James and the Giant Peach, which is a great musical written by the writers of Dear Evan Hansen and The Greatest Showman. And that's happening October 11th through the 13th. And the week after that, in the Derry Opera House, we've got our teens doing The Addams Family School Edition. Again, another musical, a lot of fun. So definitely check those out. Tickets are available on our website for both of those shows. If you go to our website right now, you're also going to notice we are starting to add shows for the year. So definitely check that out. We've got our Christmas shows added there, and we also have our auction event, which a lot of you attend. Save the date this year, Friday, November 15th, for our auction event. And again, we'll be talking about that on this program as well. But today we figured we wanted to talk about, you know, you're starting off the school year again, and you think, you know, school's starting. I haven't been to school for so many years, but I'm going to try something different. And there's no doubt that there's lots of reasons why you should take up a musical instrument. And I have a whole other thing for that if I have time today. But I found this one article on a site called musicnotes.com. Musicnotes.com is a sheet music site, except it allows you to purchase music and then print it out. Not giving them much of a plug, but I do a lot of music on there for my cabaret. And it is a lot of great resource if you're a musician or if you're looking for a specific song. You can get it in almost every key, all that stuff. But I was poking around, and I found this article, 17 Surprising Health Benefits of Playing an Instrument. I'm like, that sounds like a really cool article. And I read through it, and I'm like, this stuff's really cool. And what the article does is it breaks it up into three different sections. There's the physical benefits of music, the mental benefits of music, in the emotional benefits of music. Now, if you want to revisit this article after, you can go like Ted Herbert on Facebook. Just put in Ted Herbert Music School. You'll find us. Like our page. We're going to post this link for this article as well on there from musicnotes.com. Some music enthusiasts love the challenge of sitting down at the piano or picking up their violin to learn a song. Well, that's because they understand learning to play music brings a wide array of beneficial traits that extend beyond the music room. You see, when a musician learns to read, play, and perform music, they gain mental, cognitive, and emotional health benefits that will last throughout their lifetime. Now, notice how it doesn't say anything at all about age, right? Now, obviously, the studies are all out there that, you know, when we're younger, our brains are more apt to new information. But as I've said in the past, too, you don't have to be young to take a musical instrument. Our oldest student right now is in their early 80s. And our youngest student right now is, we go as young as 8. So that's a pretty wide spectrum of music learning that are happening. And this is, we'll start with the physical benefits of music. And I have a little bit of cutoff stuff here. So the first is immune response. When we learn to play an instrument, we often become inspired to create our own music. According to an article by Life Science, making music enhances the immunological response, which enables us to fight viruses. So who would have thought that you could actually fight a cold by learning an instrument? It helps build your immune. This next one's great, stress relief. And this is definitely right, because I mean, so many times you might just sit at a piano and just noodle around, even if you don't play, and just get some, just release some stress. Playing music puts your energy and focus into positive activity, which can help alleviate your stress. Those reduced stress levels can help get your blood pressure and heart rate down to a healthy level. Another physical benefit of music is fine hearing. Learning music refines your hearing skills by training you to isolate sounds as they occur. Studies have even shown that musicians are better at picking out specific voices and sounds in a noisy environment. Exercise. Playing an instrument naturally leads to increased physical activity. Whether you're playing the piano, guitar, strings, or a wind instrument, you're using your arm and back muscles to play and or hold up your instrument. And if you play the drums, you even get to do some cardio. Physical benefit of music, posture. Any good music teacher will correct your posture during lessons. Oh, and I do that. This can help you get into the habit of sitting up straight and having a proper alignment even when you're not playing. These are all great ways to alleviate neck and back pain. So again, the physical benefits of music, they increase your immune response, they relieve your stress, they fine-tune your hearing, it's a good form of exercise, and helps build good posture. Let's look at the mental benefits of music. The mental benefits of music are broken into categories. The mental performance, coordination, time management, reading skills, listening skills, and mathematics. Those are the mental benefits of music. Playing music is like doing a workout for every part of your brain because it helps improve your mental performance and memory. There's even evidence that music can help a patient's brain recover from a stroke, as well as slow the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. I've talked about this one before because I do music for a couple assisted livings. In fact, right after I tape this show today, I'm heading to an assisted living to play music. And it's amazing always for me that you have people that are elderly and they couldn't tell you what they had for lunch that day, but you'll play a song from their childhood and they'll sing every single word. I'll tell you, music therapy is a big business, and there's a reason for it, because music therapy does work. My Wednesday morning course that I do has 26 members in it, and again, it's the same things. Some people can barely function, but yet they, at the same time, will know the tune. They'll know the words. They'll lighten up when you give them that spark of a song. It makes it all so well worth it, you know, in doing this. And I only hope that when I'm a senior and in one of those places that I'm given the same opportunity. Mental benefit of music is coordination. That seems self-explanatory, right? Using your fingers, hands, and feet in a rhythmic manner for a sustained amount of time, while also being conscious of playing the correct tones, can be a challenge for even the most coordinated people. Over time, though, playing music refines your motor skills that go beyond the hand to eye. We call that technique. You know, when you're learning an instrument, you might be able to play a certain passage on your instrument, and it might not go, you know, you might be playing it really, really slow. Like anything else, the more you do it, right, the easier it gets to be, the more technique you build, the more coordination. Time management. Learning an instrument requires practice, of course, but more specifically, it requires consistency and routine. Figuring out how to fit practice into your busy schedule and really sticking to it helps you develop better time management and organizational skills. Reading skills. Reading music helps strengthen your ability to process information by creating new connections between the synapses in your brain. As a result, reading and absorbing information from other sources becomes a lot easier. Listening skills. Learning music doesn't improve your ability to hear details. doesn't just improve your ability to hear details. It also makes you better at listening. And that's whether you're practicing on your own or playing with other people. You have to listen for timing, expression, and whether you're in tune. This can make you a better listener, even in everyday conversations as well. You know, we all have that conversations at work where you've got, the one person that dominates the whole conversation, and you're trying to field all the different people and make sure you're hearing them. Music definitely, it's no different than playing in like a band or an orchestra, and there's different instruments. Well, you got to be able to listen to all that, because if everyone's just doing their own thing, well, it's not going to sound very good. You all have to listen to each other, the timing, get the feeling from each other, the intonation. Are you playing in tune? Are you playing in the same key as the other people? I mean, there's lots of ways that building those listening skills is going to help. Mathematics. Learning music is all about pattern recognition, which is mathematical in itself. But even more than that, learning about how music is divided into equal measures and beats and how those beats are broken up can help improve your math skills. So the mental benefits of music, again, are mental performance, coordination, time management, reading skills, listening skills, and mathematics. Now, you have to go to Ted Herbert Music School on Facebook and click the link for this article, because, folks, I am realizing that some of my article was cut off. So there's actually some other little things in there that you'll get by reading the article. You gotta love computers, right? They work when you want them to work, but not always. And I cut off some of my text, but I'm still giving you the meat of this. The last health benefit of playing an instrument is the emotional benefits of music. The emotional benefits of music are self-expression, therapy, achievement, and making new friends. Self-expression. Whether you're writing your own piece of music or playing someone else's, music allows you to express yourself in new ways. You may also get to be creative when choosing your own unique style and genre, which means you might like rock music. You might like solo kazoo music. You might like ukulele music. We don't teach kazoo at Ted Herbert's, I'm very, very sorry, but we do teach ukulele and all the other instruments. Emotional benefit of music is therapy. And something I just talked about. Playing music can help with stress, insomnia, and depression because it acts as an outlet for difficult emotions. It can be a form of self-soothing in tough situations and a healthy distraction from a stressful day. You know, some of you that don't play an instrument might get out of work someday or get in the car at the end of the day, and you just decide, I have had one heck of a day, and you'll just turn the radio on as loud as you can and sing as loud as you can to it, or just listen, or maybe you turn on to a classical station and listen to just some slow classical music just to kind of get your stress level down. Playing a musical instrument is not only, it's almost double the fun, because not only do you get to listen to the music that will de-stress you, but it also gives you being able to outpour it because you're creating the music. So really, it's music therapy, like I said, it's one of those growing industries, and there's no doubt that it's music is therapy for many people. And you don't have to be elderly for it to be, you know, therapy either. I mean, we all leave stressful lives, you know, and it's interesting. One of my choirs right now, we're doing a song called Simple Gifts. And you might have heard the tune, "'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free." It's a very, very laid-back tune, old shaker tune. And the song, I love the song because it's exactly that. It is so simple. And I explained it to my group, and I said, you know, we are running around constantly. You know, you go from one thing to another. Life gets so busy, busy, busy. I love the song Simple Gifts because it gives us a chance just to take a step back and breathe for a second and go, okay, this is just a very laid-back, soft, easy song that's just going to calm us. And it does. If you do it the right way, it totally does. So, you know, by playing an instrument, you can actually create whatever music it is that de-stresses you or that gives you that personal enrichment. Another emotional benefit of music is achievement. There's nothing like the feeling of finally mastering one of your favorite songs. Setting a goal, putting in the work, and eventually reaching that goal gives you a strong sense of achievement. It will improve your confidence in other areas of life in the process. I cannot count how many times I've had someone come into my studio and say, I want to learn the piano, but I want to learn this specific song for our anniversary, for my wife. I had another gentleman who came in who had a young daughter. Young daughter really, really liked a song from the movie Trolls. I really want to learn this song so I can sing it with my daughter. Wow, you can't go wrong with that. So we teach the basics of the music and we learn the song. And it's doubly rewarding, I guess, in a way, to be able to provide something for what someone's goal wants to be. And obviously, another emotional benefit of music is making new friends. Whether you use music as an icebreaker when meeting new people, or as a way to actually meet new people by playing in a choir or a band or orchestra, for example, music is a great way to make new friends. I direct a group called the Volunteers, and I'm going to have them in one of these days, too. If you go back in the programs, we did have them a while back. The Volunteers is we're even larger now. It's about 50 members now. And it's a choir. It's a community choir. It started off as a retired, mostly senior citizen choir. Most of our people are still older, but we do have we do have people that are in our choir that are not older and that are not retired. But it's a community choir. It's sponsored by the Elliott Hospital Associates, and we rehearse once a week, and we go to assisted livings twice a month to provide music therapy and enjoyment for those residents. If you're interested in joining that choir, now's the time to do it because we just started our year again. We take the summer off. You can definitely shoot me an email, rob@majestictheater.net, or give me a call at my office at 669-7469 at Majestic, and I can tell you more about it. But it's a great, great group, and, you know, that's exactly when I see new friends, I think of that, because not only do we go out and we provide music for all these people that tremendously enjoy it. I tell you, it's one of the most rewarding things that I get to do in my life. But also, the friendships and the kinships and the way that people look out for each other within this choir is second to none. It's remarkable. And some of these people, you know, that are in our choir may not go out much during the week, but they come to choir every time we have a performance or a show, and that's their social outlook, their social outreach. So definitely, you know, if you have a chance to join a choir, like I said, there's the Volunteers, there's other community choirs, all of which have their different, different things of what they do and how they operate, and, you know, pick the one that best fits what you want to get out of it. And when you find that you're in a group, whether it be a band or a chorus, and you pick the one that's going to give you the most enjoyment, you're going to be able to provide also the most enjoyment back. It's a win-win situation. So definitely, you know, go to Facebook, like the Ted Herbert page. Even if you're not a student at the Ted Herbert Music School, you want to like the page because, folks, I'm always looking for things to post on the Facebook page that are just cool. Recent posts, like, for instance, I posted a video of this guy playing the piano, and he's in his, I think, I want to say 90-something he was playing. Oh, good Lord. He was playing, and the joy and the speed at which he was playing. Holy Moses. And I posted on the page. Another thing I posted recently was accordion and drum group that's playing rock and roll. I mean, it was just the coolest thing. So like the Ted Herbert Facebook page, because, you know, even if you're not, if you're a musician, or even if you're not taking lessons, or if you're not learning an instrument, or even if you don't play an instrument, you're going to get these fun little videos if you choose to follow us in your feed that I guarantee you're going to enjoy. And like I said, I will post this article again. It's just the 17 surprising health benefits of playing an instrument. I'm going to go through them really quick, each one. The physical benefits of music being better immune response, stress release, fine hearing, exercise, and posture. Mental benefits of music include increasing mental performance, increasing coordination, better time management, better reading and listening skills, and your mathematics skills. And then, most important in some ways, emotional benefits of music, self-expression, music therapy, sense of achievement, and making new friends. I came across this article literally by accident, and it's from musicnotes.com, and I'm really glad I did, because it just put everything in a nutshell of like why we do what we do. If you're interested in lessons, obviously go to tedherbert.com. You can check out how it works. You can check out that how much it costs, all that. We do also offer scholarships for lessons. So if you're interested in scholarships for lessons, you cannot currently find stuff on the Ted Herbert site about that. We're completely reworking that program. But you can give us a call. Give Karen a call at Majestic at 669-7469. Tell her you want to take lessons, but you need financial assistance. And within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a whole brand new program term of being able to support people that aren't able to afford lessons, give them the ability to be able to take it. And the scholarships aren't just for kids. I mean, the scholarships can be for adults, can be for community members. We are an organization that serves people as young as 5 years old, including in our summer camps, to as old as 105 years old. So you definitely can participate in what we do without worry about having to be able to pay for it or whatever. We never exclude anybody at Majestic based or Ted Herbert's based on their ability to pay. So definitely check that out. Check out our Facebook group. I have a few minutes here, so I wanted to get through another article I found, too, talking about reasons to play a musical instrument. Came from a site called classicfm.com, and I think this is a local, I want to say this is a local radio station, but I couldn't find it here on my printout. But classicfm.com, and this is a 10 reasons why you should take up a musical instrument. I'm going to go through it really quick because I want to make sure I tell you what's happening on the theater stage as well. I'm just going to give you these, and then I'll post the article on the Ted Herbert Music School Facebook page, and then you can read the article for yourself. And I'm just going to give you the names of these groups, and you can read the text later. Going to count down. 10. 10th reason why you should take up a musical instrument. Number 10, playing music is fun. Number 9, playing music makes you more creative. Number 8, playing music increases discipline and time management skills. Number 7, it helps improve your memory. Who doesn't need that? Number 6, practicing a musical instrument improves patience. Number 5, playing a musical instrument builds your confidence. Number 4, playing an instrument gives you a sense of achievement. Oh, we heard that on the other survey too. Number 3, playing an instrument relieves stress. Oh, there we go. We heard that on the other one as well. Number 2, your social life will improve. Another one we heard on the other survey. And the number of the reason, I actually like this. The number one reason why you should take up a musical instrument is playing an instrument makes you smarter. Playing an instrument makes you smarter. So check out that article as well. I'll post it on the Ted Herbert Facebook page as well. They explain each category, which we don't have time to get into today, but definitely check that out. You know, we tend to try to post different things on the Facebook page that, you know, articles, videos, funny things, things that we think are musically cool. And again, you don't have to be playing an instrument or be a student at Ted Herbert's in order to either join our newsletter or to partake in our Facebook page. Can't forget what's happening on stage for the theater. As you know, we just started our 2019-2020 Majestic season. We just announced our season, and if you go back one program for the podcasts, I did talk about our 2019-2020 main stage Majestic season, which includes dinner theaters and studio shows and Dairy Opera House shows. I did a whole program just on these shows, so definitely go back a program and check that out. But we have, if you go to our website right now, you'll notice that if you hear this program in the next couple days, this Saturday I am doing my cabaret. We're doing the Robert Dion Piano Vocal Decades Cabaret. I am playing the next 5 days, 8 gigs in the next 5 days, and it's going to be an adventure. But on Saturday, I'll be at Majestic Studio Theater. I'll tell you, people that hear me all over the place that come to the Majestic Cabarets are blown away because, one, everybody knows the words to the songs I'm singing, and they sing. And it's very much, it's like a concert, but it's like a sing-along concert. So definitely check that out. If you hear this program in time, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m., Majestic Studio Theater at 880 Page Street. Tickets are only $12. All the proceeds go to the Majestic to support our programs. And it's just a fun time. And Decades basically means we're going to hit songs from the 50s all the way through today. Typically, I'll do the first act will be like a bunch of different songs from different decades. And then the second half of the program after intermission, I typically do requests. So it's a fun time to hear some songs, sing along with some new friends, and have a good time. We actually have 4 shows going on right now. And every time I say that, I just smile because there's so much music and theater going on in our building. We have the 2 kids shows, which I talked about earlier. We have Elf the Musical, which happens at the Derry Opera House, December 13th through the 15th. You've seen the movie. You've seen the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. This is a musical version of that, written by the same gentleman who wrote the music and lyrics for The Wedding Singer, the stage version of that. Music is wicked fun. The story is really fun. It's the same story as the movie. You'll very much enjoy that. That's our big family musical happening in December. But we also have a second musical that's happening in December, and we're doing an original show that was published, I forget how many years ago, and we're going to have people on to talk about this show. It's a very unique show called Judy's Scary Little Christmas. It's written by David Church and Jim Weber. And Jim Weber is, you've heard him on this program before. Jim Weber now lives in New Hampshire with his husband. And he wrote this show many years ago when he was in LA called Judy's Scary Little Christmas. If you go to our website, you can get a synopsis for both those shows. That is a PG-13 show. That's happening at the Studio Theater. You might say, oh, you're already talking about Christmas. Well, guess what? We're already cast for Judy's Scary Little Christmas, and we're casting Elf this week. So, you know, putting on a show takes 6 to 8 weeks of rehearsal, so we have to start early. But two new classics for you to check out this Christmas season. And again, I always say it, nothing against the Christmas Carol or the Nutcracker or Scrooge. I know a lot of theaters do that, and that's great, and that's a tradition there. But start a new tradition this year and check out Elf the Musical and or Judy's Scary Little Christmas. But before we get there, our next program, we're going to have some kids and some teens from our youth shows and our teen shows. We have two shows in rehearsal right now for kids and teens. We have James and the Giant Peach Jr., which is the Roald Dahl. You might have read the book as a kid. And that, both of those are at the Opera House. And that's October 11th to the 13th, musical. I told you about it a little earlier. And also the Addams Family School Edition. The week later, October 18th through the 20th at Derry Opera House. Now, I got to make sure I'm almost out of time, but I got to just talk real quick about Opera House because a couple of you have made comments on Facebook about, geez, why are you doing all your shows at the Opera House? Well, guess what? That's not true. The reason why we started doing shows at the Opera House was we didn't have a space big enough in Manchester that's a rental venue. You know, the Palace is great, but they're very, very busy. They don't have time to rent the Majestic, their theater for a week to put on a show. They've got their own shows, and that's totally fine. They're crazy busy to do great things, but it's just not available. So we started using the Derry Opera House for our bigger shows. And that means our kids' shows, our youth and teen shows, typically are at the Opera House, because each cast is like 30 kids. And when you get 30 kids there, you need a stage big enough to be able to put all these 30 kids onto the stage. And so that's why we use the Derry Opera House. We use the Derry Opera House, same reason for the big Christmas musical, because it's a big cast, it's a big show. And then the other time we'll be using the Opera House is the end of our season. We always put on our big musical, our big July musical at the Opera House, and that next year, 2020, is The Secret Garden, which is a great, great, great show. But I have to make sure you know that we have 8 shows in Manchester this year of our season, over 8 shows. We've got The Good Doctor, Things My Mother Told Me, Love Sick, King of the Moon, Love, Sex, and the IRS, Steel Magnolias, A Rule of Three, and Judy's Scary Little Christmas. There's 8 shows you can see in Manchester. Some of them are dinner theaters at the Executive Court, and some of them are at our Pay Street Studio Theater. So we're not, you know, we're a Manchester company still. We do some shows in Derry, but there's still, if you live in Manchester and can't get to Derry, there's still plenty of great shows for you to see right here in Manchester. And guess what? This next year on this program, we're going to talk about all of those. So I thank you for listening. I know I was a little jumbled at the beginning. I jumped in, but I thank you for sticking with me. My name is Rob. As always, if you have ideas for programs, give me an email at rob@majestictheater.net or simply give us a call if you'd like a tour or facility, and we'll see you around the halls of the music school or on stage at the theater or in the audience at the theater. Remember, music is the voice of the soul and the world's a stage.